What do you think of when you hear the word monster? What image comes to mind? Frankenstein, maybe? Some kind of zombie, perhaps. We've seen movies. Something fictitious, right? Well, is there such a thing as a real-life monster? That is someone, a person, an entity, a being, completely out of control, on a relentless rampage of destruction, posing a very real threat to you and me. The Bible says there is such a thing, and it uses the image of a dragon, an ancient monster, to paint the picture in its last book of how it truly goes between Christians and the devil, with Jesus in the middle of it. We turn to Revelation chapter 20, the first few verses. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. Let's notice two things about the dragon in these verses. First of all, the expanded description of who he is, and also the expanded description of what has happened to him because of Christ. The dragon is definitely a monster on a rampage of destruction, which you can read about in Revelation 12. He tried to destroy Jesus, the male child, when the Savior was just an infant. When that failed, he went after the Holy Christian Church, pictured as the woman. He did this through the onslaught of persecution. When that didn't work, the dragon became very angry and set his sights on individual believers, making him still a threat to you and me today. But we don't see him as a monster. He doesn't appear that way. He disguises his dragon self. Basically, he stays out of sight and looks for a way to set a spiritual trap in front of us. The trap often comes in the form of something we hear, an idea expressed, a lie of some kind, just like he did in the beginning as the serpent, lying to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Sometimes the trap, the lie, is designed to get us to think that this sin or that sin is okay for us to do. Sometimes the trap, the lie, tricks us into thinking that we don't need to repent, that we're fine just the way we are. Sometimes the lie comes at you from the other direction, tempting you to believe that you have too much guilt, you've sinned too much, and so you are past the point of being saved. In these ways, the dragon serpent lives up to his other names, devil, Satan. Devil means false accuser. Satan means enemy. Satan is our enemy, looking to accuse us before God. And he has 6,000 years of experience setting the kind of trap that has worked on so many people. Basically, the strategy he has relied on is pretty much the same all along. Step one, get the person to do something bad, a sin, contrary to God's will. Step two, get the person to feel bad about it and run away from God's presence and God's grace. Well, if the clash is one-on-one between you, a sheep, and Satan, the dragon, it's over. You would be another helpless victim in a long line of victims. But you have the Lamb of God on your side, the conquering King, who slams the door shut on the devil because of Jesus. As the image shows us, the dragon is locked up, waiting for his trial of condemnation from God because of Christ and his death, because of Christ and his resurrection. The traps he continues to set are not going to work on us. Satan's two best tactics against you and me, the guilt of our sins, and the fear of death and judgment, are decisively overturned by the Savior. His sacrifice, after all, has paid for all of our transgressions and removed all of them from God's sight, making all of the devil's accusations hollow, empty, false, overruled by the God who forgives freely and completely because of his Son. As for the problem of death, which for many people is still a monster that haunts them, the risen Christ has turned it, our death, into heaven's doorstep. Nothing more than a temporary separation of the soul from the body. That is your victory won by Jesus, the Lamb of God who beats the dragon and crushes the serpent. That is your victory to be claimed by faith in the gospel. That is your victory to be used effectively against the devil's lies and traps. He can't really touch you. Not when you stick with and stay with the Good Shepherd, who has announced victory for us in these words: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Amen.